In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit. Whenever we have baptism here, whether it's at the font or often with our big baptistry where we literally immerse people in water, we try to make it as personal as possible, because what we're doing today is very, very important. So later on we've got a little order of services specifically for Theodore. And so everybody who's here will take one of these away with them. By the way, Theodore, God's gift, you might not know, for many years I worked in medicine. I came to the priesthood late, actually, as a bit of an old man. And part of that time we were working in medicine, I worked in IVF, in vitro fertilization. And one of the amazing things as we developed IVF across the world, working with the company I was with then, a Swiss company, I was amazed how many young people, young couples, struggled just to have children. And so whenever I take a child and baptize it and bless it, I realize how powerful that gift is, because for some people it is not automatic. We used to have sort of national shows where we'd put it out on the radio and the TV, and we would gather right across the country and we'd have eminent obstetricians and gynecologists come and speak about infertility. And I was amazed as we gathered in these places, there will be hundreds of people, that they were young people who struggled to have children. So the person that you're next to today, you're sat next to, every single one of us is a gift of God, and we are special. And in fact, if the closest that you will come to God today in this place is the person you are sat next to. And as I hold Theodore later, as I hold him, I hold the life of God, and we will baptize him. Now, we have a familiar theme I want to come back to, which is very important today, particularly if you're not used to church. I want you to hear this. Today, Theodore discovers who he really is. This is really important. So for those of us who've got short attention spans, just listen for 5 minutes to me. Theodore is not his job, his career. Theodore is not his qualifications, the university he goes to, his PhD, his degree, his master's degree, or the school that he will graduate from. Theodore is not his house, or flat, or apartment that he will eventually, hopefully, live in. Theodore is not the money that he will accumulate that he has in his bank. Theodore is not the car that he will ultimately drive. Like my car, a clapped out car. Theodore is not his time of life, baby, teenager, child, young, old, retired, past it. Theodore is not his sickness or his illness. Theodore is not his achievements, or if he comes to the gym with me, he is not his body shape. Hear this. Who is Theodore? Theodore is, in other words, not the things that the world will define him as. Money, cars, achievement, house, cash in the bank, success or failure, time of life. He's none of these things. But the sad thing is that for part of his life, he might define himself by them, as most of you do today. The car that you drove here in, the house that you live in, the success that you've had in your life or not had, the university I went to, I got a PhD, I went to Cambridge. No, you're not any of these things. Hear this. You are not what the world makes you. You are not what the world makes you. You are a child of God. You are a child of God. You were named for a purpose. You are not an accident in a very vast, lonely universe. You are named and called. From our reading, the unknown God is known to you. You were made for a purpose. We used to have a very eminent mathematician who used to come to this church. He was a member, a fellow of the Royal Society. He was knighted for his contribution to mathematics. I think I remember saying him once, he said, you know, Lyndon, ultimately, when you take everything, everything ultimately can be defined in mathematics. Wonderful, glorious, beautiful formula. But you have to decide, who wrote the mathematics? Who put the beauty into those wonderful equations so that they gloriously balance? Who wrote the mathematics? So, the many of us today live stressful, distracted, disorientated lives. I don't know whether you were concerned, stressed, or delighted by the results of the council elections in England, the votes in Wales, in Scotland over Friday. I don't know, but listen, our world is changing dramatically. You have to decide ultimately whether there is a purpose for you, me, for John, for Michael, for Theodore, for all of us. What ultimately defines who you really are? Listen, you are not what the world makes you. You're not your body shape. You're a child of God. And by the way, one of the most profoundest things for me is that I'm a chaplain at Northwick Park Hospital. I get called all the time to go and pray for people who are at their final breath. The doctors have gone, the nurses have gone, and we've come to the end. The family say, will you call the priest? Will he come? And you know, even in that last final moment, I can offer hope to that dying person because I whisper into their ear as they take their last breath that they still have glorious significance, that they are a child of God. And if you don't know that, what you will do is you will pursue money, career. By the way, all these things are wonderful. I'm blessed to live in a fabulous five-bedroom house. I haven't got to even pay the rent for, not even the council tax, right? But ultimately, you have to say to yourself, who am I? So who is Carrie? You know, who am I? You need to know that you're a child of God. And then you can come to this place, and you realize that in him we move from our reading and we live and we have our being. And all we've got to do is just stop and come alive to him. Breathe fire into the equations that have written our existence from the beginning. Sadly, these days, many people believe that they're just an accident in a completely meaningless universe. It's not who you are. That journey will lead you ultimately to despair and to death. But the glorious thing is that we believe in Christian hope. And that's why bringing Theodore to this place is a place of wonderful hope and healing. And it will keep him for the rest of his life. So godparents, you've got a role to play. Please ensure that you encourage mum and dad to bring Theodore to church. That mum and dad prays with him. That they tell him Bible stories that have kept people through the centuries, that will hold our generation. And for those of you who've not been to church maybe for a long time and maybe don't have any belief at all, I would encourage you to come home. Come back to the God who made you, who spoke far into your equations. Say this after me. I am not what the world makes me. Louder. I am not what the world makes me. I am a child of God. Again, I am a child. Let's have it. I am not what the world makes me. I am a child of God. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. As we start our prayers this morning, I would ask a special favor of you. Please, put at the start of these prayers, Theodore. He's entitled to keep as much noise as he wants to today in this church. And as we pray for Theodore, may we also remember Keith as he mourns the loss of Sue. May Keith and each of one of us present treasure the memories of Sue, the things she did, the place she sat. At the end of each prayer, I will say, Thy kingdom come. I would ask that you would respond, Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done. Lord, in you we live and move and have our being, for we are your children, and you are one not far from us. We pray for all who have been prepared for baptism and for confirmation, and that we with them may know that we may dwell in you and you in us. We pray for Christians who are struggling in lonely and difficult places, for all who feel forsaken, for all who are longing to know your love. We pray for all who seek to do your will. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We pray for countries where laws are being flouted. We pray for nations and people who are in danger of destroying themselves and others. We remember areas of civil strife where people are misused and abused. We pray for all who seek to live in simplicity, gentleness, and reverence, and for all who suffer for doing good. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Father, as we gather here this morning, we remember those who have birthdays during this coming week. Dorothy Douse, Anne Varley, Shirin Chandri, Joyce Nickley. We also remember those who we once knew and loved, who have been called back to you. We think of Peter Simpson, of Peter Oxenham, and of Edith Simpson. Father, we pray also for those who are in need of help, physical, mental, social, or whatever help. Father, to this list, we add Ralph Bedford, Elizabeth Bellow, Sue Broach, Malcolm George, Shelagh Gillard, Joyce Nickley, Pam Story, Martin Voles, Gary Williams, Clive Williams, Callum Williams, Angela Zardinia. I pause here for you to add the names of those who you know are in need of prayers. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Father, in your undivided presence, make our hearts and our homes a place of peace. We pray for peace in our communities, for peace in our relationships. We pray that peace may spread throughout the world. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And finally, Father, we end our prayers by asking that your peace be upon this earth, and that the large number of families here gathered today may know that they are encompassed by your peace. And we give a special mention today of the families listed in our Star Link, Jeffrey, Kiera, and Judith Grice, Asha, Nidhi, Akirma, and Odia Gupta. You are all in this family. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.